Did you see? With a name like Grabowski, I would have guessed you were Polish. Well, it's been such a nice feast so far, being able to meet everyone, and even for those that we haven't been able to meet, there's a few days left, and I'm looking forward to meeting everyone. It's also nice, this last team here, to hear everyone singing together. I think this is a common hymn, and I heard German behind me, I heard Latvian behind me as well, so it's very nice to hear everyone sing as one. So, I've become a fan of soccer, or as the world knows of football, for the past few years. And one thing I've noticed of the careers of soccer players is they are usually sort of short. They usually come up into the leagues around age 20, and they have about 10 years to make their mark or to do well for their teams. But by the time they hit age 30, they're pretty much to put out the pasture with lesser teams, or that might be the point as well where they come to America to play for a few more dollars but with a lesser league. And it's always amazed me that when they've reached the age of 30, they're considered a veteran, when I am at the age of 34 already. And I've often looked at my own life, and I just see how fast time has passed. Seems like high school just ended for me in 1994. I remember it so very well, and it's been 15 years since 1994. In that time, I've had children, I've gotten married, not in that order. Make sure to clarify that. I've become baptized, I have gone back to school. A lot of things have passed. And I'm also seeing my children grow up now and entering school in another year. As a Christian, our life on this and our time on this earth is very short. Whether by natural causes or extraordinary world events, our life will pass by very fast. If you could all please turn to Romans 13, verse 12. It's Romans chapter 13, verse 12. The night is far spent, the day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness, and let us put out the armor of light. Despite all the events in the world today, and you can see them in the news, you can see the economic crisis, you can see unstable countries having foreign or nuclear warheads, there still is a sense of lack, a sense of apathy, and a lack of understanding. This world right now is in darkness. They have no sense of time or the plan of God. They are simply letting time expire without any understanding. Today I want to discuss three points about the passage of time and being prepared for the kingdom of God. We can now turn to 1 Thessalonians 5, verses 2 through 7. That's 1 Thessalonians 5, verses 2 through 7. For you yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord so comes as a thief in the night. For when they say peace and safety, then some destruction comes upon them, as labor pain upon a pregnant woman, and they shall not escape. But you, brethren, are not in darkness, so that this day should overtake you as a thief. You are all sons of light and sons of the day. We are not of the night nor the darkness. Therefore let us not sleep as others do, but let us watch and be sober. For those who sleep, sleep at night, and those who get drunk are drunk at night. The day of the Lord will come upon us much sooner than we think in our mind. What Paul was referring to in the scripture, he was speaking to the believers, and that these believers would realize that this was not a surprise. But it will be a surprise to the unbelievers. We know that Christ is returning and his time is near. When we talk about a thief in the night, what do we know about thieves? We know that a good thief will use the element of surprise in preparation to prey upon your household. Also, a thief will know when you are most vulnerable. We must ask, what causes us to be vulnerable? Our vulnerability is when we ignore what's going on in the world, and we ignore the passage of time. What can we do to prepare, we must ask ourselves. Again, we are not in darkness, we are in light, which means we are enlightened. We do have the perspective of time. We know where we've been and where we're going, and where we are going. We must prepare for our death, our resurrection, and the kingdom of God. It also mentions to remain sober, which is to not become intoxicated, either physically or spiritually. If you think about someone who's intoxicated, whether it's physically or spiritually, they usually underestimate dangers and risk. And physically, we can look at those who may go driving when they're drunk. They don't understand the risk that's involved. And those who are spiritually drunk may not realize what's going on in the world and the risk that's involved there. If we are drunk, these events will become a surprise to us. My second point is the return of Jesus Christ and coming of the kingdom of God should not only create concern, but rather urgency in our life. One of my greatest weaknesses as a human is that of procrastination. And usually the saying goes, I think, that nothing is completed until the last minute, and that is certainly the case a lot in my life. But time does not move any slower and allow us to catch up with it. We only have a finite amount of time as a Christian to accomplish our goals and to become a Christian as God wants us to. What I would do is ask yourself what you want to do as a Christian, what goals you want to accomplish. The theme of this feast is servant leadership. Ask yourself, how does this relate to your life as a Christian? What steps can you do as a servant leader? I think Ken McIntosh had a good sermon a couple days ago where he addressed some of the responsibilities we need to prepare ourselves for the kingdom of God. You may wish to start out with your local church and then move into your community. If you next turn to Psalm 90, verse 12. And that is Psalm 90, verse 12. So teach us to number our days, that we may gain a heart of wisdom. Again, our life is not open-ended. We have a finite number of days to become servant leaders and Christians that God wants us to be. I think about often some of my coworkers, and they live specifically for the weekends. They look forward to football games every Sunday, and it's just one Sunday after another, one year after another, and one decade after another. Where does this eventually lead to? They might come to the end of their life and say, what was all that for? My team didn't even win a championship. A lot of people in the world that I work with just live weekend to weekend. Also, when discussing urgency, right now in the United States, there's a lot of political discourse. A lot of people are very worried about what's going on with health plans, with spending. But really, I only see concern with this. I don't see any urgency tied to it. They think that this is just a bump in the road, that the world will become better, and it'll just be a forgotten memory. My third point is the passage of time does not only apply to you, but to your children as well. As I've seen, children grow very fast. I cannot believe that this is Alyssa's third time in Estonia and Elena's second time here in her young life. We don't have a long time to instill God's teachings to our children before the external forces of the world overtake our teachings. It is amazing how soon this world tries to grab our children. Just the other day, Alyssa was trying to find a cartoon to watch while we were getting ready for church. And I turned it to the English cartoon, and it was just so inappropriate for a little child. It's such adult themes. I'd eventually turn it to a Russian cartoon, which, of course, wasn't even in English, but at least it wasn't disturbing images on the screen. We're always warned of the evils of Hollywood, but now there's something new that's even worse. It's called reality TV. And I can't believe how popular it is in the U.S. Now this is even being exported to other countries. So sometimes I see why the world hates America. I think it's reality TV. Turn again to 2 Timothy 3, verse 14 and 15. Again, that's 2 Timothy 3, verse 14 and 15. But you must continue in the things which you have learned and been assured of, knowing from whom you have learned them, and that from childhood you have known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith, which is Christ Jesus. Children need to know the perspective of time. So in conclusion, if we understand the passage of time through these three points, the elements of surprise, a sense of urgency, and passing our beliefs to our children, we can be and will be prepared for the kingdom of God.
Brethren, please take your songbooks one more time. Please stand and turn this time to page number 138. And we'll sing Praise Ye the Lord, the Almighty, number 138.